Hey everyone, it's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You programs that show you how to lose weight by eliminating emotional eating. Before we go any further, we just want to offer a special welcome to those of you listening in for the first time. Make sure you go to WendyKnightAgardShow.com right now and click on the subscribe link so that you'll be the first ones to receive new content. And of course, our subscribers are really near and dear to our hearts, so you never know what kind of special goodies you'll receive when you subscribe. So remember to join us at WendyKnightAgardShow.com. That's Knight with a K, and Agard is spelled A-G-A-R-D. WendyKnightAgardShow.com. Now, let's get on to the exciting portion of today. Drum roll, please. I'd like to welcome a very special guest to the show today who is helping the Black community address some issues that are very near and dear to my heart. Her name is Nyle Harris, and she's from thenewblackchick.com. Again, that's thenewblackchick.com. Welcome, Nyle.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, good, good. So now, I love the name. You know, when we first met and I saw your name and logo, I said, I've got to talk to her. What's this? Newblackchick.com. So first, I got to congratulate you on the name. I think it's great. It's cheeky. It gets people's attention. But tell us, tell the listeners what the newblackchick.com is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show, first of all. And I'm so excited to be able to talk to your customers and people who follow you. So thank you for having me on. The newblackchick.com is really focused on building health and wealth in the Black community, especially Black women. And people ask me, well, what's the old Black chick? And really, the old Black chick isn't about age, and it isn't about being somebody you're not. Really, it's looking at the statistics around health and wealth for Black women. So statistically speaking, the quote-unquote old Black woman is somebody who has is either overweight or obese. So 1 in 3 Black women are overweight and obese, according to the CDC. And the average the average wealth for single Black women is $100. And there are various reasons for that, but really I'm focused on how do we move those statistics toward having better health and having more wealth. And I think part of it is providing the information in a way that meets people where they are. Mm-hmm. And second, it's helping people to change their mindset, because you can't fix a problem with the same mindset that created it. So I'm focused on these three areas, and you'll hear me talk a lot about the law of attraction, getting your mind right, and then focusing on either losing weight, eating better, understanding the concepts of money, mm-hmm. and how to use money to build wealth, because money and wealth are two different things.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And, you know, I love that you're starting the discussion from a mindset place, because as you know, and as my listeners know, I also prioritize that. And so it's really heartwarming to connect with other people in the community, recognizing that same issue and providing another viewpoint, another, you know, set of content and information so that we can start to get this message out to our community.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, that's exactly what happened for me. It was a mindset. I mean, I went to college, I went to business school, and I was well educated and made good money, but what I wasn't was wealthy. And what I did was I really watched some of the people who were near me in my immediate vicinity who were wealthy, and I started to watch what they did. But what I found, it wasn't so much what they did, it was how they thought. Mm. So I started to think the way they thought, and then I started to see my bottom line or my wealth line expand. So what we focus on expands, right? And I talk a lot about if you're focused on your debt, it expands. If you're focused on your wealth, it expands.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And we could say the same thing for health, right? If you're focused on good health, it expands.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that I know, I grew up in the Chicago area, and I was fortunate to have parents who took a very strong interest in me having playing sports and also eating really well. So I call it my parent-guided diet. And there were only certain things allowed in our home. And my parents gave me just enough money to be able to get things that I wanted, but that I couldn't go and spend all my money at McDonald's or things like that. And if I wanted something like dessert or wanted to drink soda with dinner, I had to drink like 32 ounces of water. And by the time I did that, I did not want the dessert nor the soda.
That's a brilliant trick. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So tell me about what in your, I mean, you touched on it when you touched on, you know, realizing that you had money, but you weren't wealthy. Were there other elements in your personal experience that led you to creating this site?
Yes. So I work in medical devices. For the last 10 years plus, I've worked in medical devices, and I spent a lot of time in operating rooms with people who have vascular diseases, mainly complications from type 2 diabetes. And I see a lot of people who are really struggling and suffering from this preventable chronic disease. And I manage a set of products that are for limb salvage, lower limb salvage. So what happens with type 2 diabetes is that claudication happens, and claudication means basically pain when someone's walking. And that claudication or pain is usually caused by a blockage in the vessels going to the legs. Mm. What's happening is that blockage is preventing oxygen from getting to the muscle tissues and all the tissues. So that's what's causing the pain. And eventually what happens are sores develop. And that's, if those sores are not caught early enough or intervened upon, that can lead to amputation over time because the body begins to decay. So I, after about 5 years of seeing, you know, helping patients, but seeing these conditions, I felt compelled to start a movement on prevention, to educate people on the complications of type 2 diabetes. Because what I found surprisingly in my work is that 60% of those who have a major lower limb amputation do so without the benefit of another type of intervention, meaning they're not diagnosed through any other way. There's no lifestyle change. There's no medical management. There's nothing else. Amputation was the first mode of treatment for 60% of these people. And once you have a limb amputated, you have a 50% chance of dying within your first 5 years.
Oh, those numbers are shocking. I mean, this is here in North America. This isn't, you know, in some impoverished third world country. And this is what I think, you know, people need to understand is that, you know, we as a community have done so much work for our equality and, you know, rights and all of these things, but we're still suffering so badly in the area of health. And so people need to hear those numbers. I mean, that is shocking, just shocking.
It is shocking. It's absolutely shocking. And I love what I do, you know, in terms of medical device. And medical device puts me on the treatment side. Mm-hmm. But I want to be more on the prevention side with education and helping people understand that, one, you shouldn't accept the physicians. If their first word is amputation, don't accept that. Ask questions. And a lot of what I'm going to talk about in the New Black Chick and have talked about is understanding your treatment options if you are in advanced stages of type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. But if you do have type 2 diabetes, one, you need to understand what that is, because I feel there's been a lack of understanding of what it is. But two, understanding that it is absolutely reversible. Physicians, cardiologists, vascular surgeons, they've all had patients and been able to show that through lifestyle change and diet change, type 2 diabetes and other vascular diseases are absolutely reversible. It is all about saving your life and making the decision to save your life.
Yeah, and that reversible message is key, because I've seen this where people say, oh, well, it's happened. You know, I've got the sugar now, and there's nothing more I can do. I'll just pop these pills, and that's my fate, you know? And people need to know, like you said, no, there's so much you can do to reverse it, to turn things around, to delay any of the harmful side effects that come along with that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one aspect of the community I like to focus on is there's a whole lot of part of our community, our Black community, who live in food deserts. So it's really easy for me to say eat fresh fruits and vegetables, but if you live in these food deserts or places where there is not a grocery store within 30 miles of where you live, and say you don't have a car or there isn't public transportation enough to get you there, you have no access to the foods that you need anyway. Mm-hmm. So I like to address that community as well, because I want them to understand that there are choices. They can get together and carpool. They can, there are some cities, like in New Jersey, where there is a fruit and vegetable truck that goes to some of the poorest neighborhoods around, and people can buy their fruits and vegetables that way if they're able to get to farmers markets. So I do want to address that is an issue. Yes. And try to help those people as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit more about the emotional state of mind piece, because you shared a wonderful story with me at a previous time when we were speaking about emotional armoring and how that affected your body and how it was holding on to excess fat. And when something in your life changed, then you saw it manifest in your physical body. Do you know the story I'm talking about?
I do. I believe we're talking about when I left Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'd love you to share that story, because it really does help drive home this state of mind issue for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I moved to Minneapolis about 10 years ago, 2003, I found I wasn't very happy there. I lived there for 5 years, and I was at a perfectly fine weight when I got there. But by the time I left, I had gained, I want to say, about 30 pounds from when I had first moved. So about 30 pounds in those 5 years. And moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2008, and immediately, I want to say probably within the first 3 months, lost 20 of those 30 pounds, and found that it was simply just because I was happier in the place I lived in. I had put on these pounds in Minneapolis to really sort of deflect the fact that, you know, I loved my job, but I didn't really like this city, and it sort of insulated these emotions. And once I was able to sort of be in a city that I liked and released it, I tell you, Wendy, I did not change my workout. I did not change my diet. I did not change anything else other than my emotional state, and the weight just fell off.
See, this is so important for people to understand, because I think one of the things that holds people back from addressing their health is that they think that it's going to be all work and no fun. Like, I have to give up the things I like to eat. I have to go out and go to the gym when I don't really like exercising. All of these things. But imagine how just learning to be happier can help you lose weight. I mean, who can argue with that one? Right? But it's helping people. Yeah, it's helping people understand that, you know, when you shift your state of mind and learn how to process your emotions, and you can actually learn to be a happier person. There are skills that people like me and people like you can teach to help people do this. Then they realize that health is not a unidimensional thing. It's not about deprivation. In the contrary, it's more about abundance and learning to have this state of mind of an abundant life. And from that, then yeah, they might make some healthier food choices, but it won't feel like work. It'll be natural because they've shifted their state of mind. So that's just an amazing story to hear that you didn't work out more, you didn't change your routine, you didn't change your diet, and yet 20 pounds fell off of you. That is so powerful. And I'm so glad to hear someone else say that story, because sometimes when I say it to people, they look at me like, oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're telling me I don't have to give up this and give up that and go work out in the gym, you know, 2 hours a day. Well, not necessarily. Those things are all good. Don't get me wrong, but not necessarily. And really what we need is a holistic approach to do a little bit of all of these things.
Yes, absolutely. And people saw pretty immediately the weight coming off, and they're like, well, you must be working out 2-3 hours a day in the gym. And it's like, no, I haven't changed anything. Except my state.
That's amazing. Hey, we're coming up to about the halfway mark. So before I ask you my next question, I just want to remind everybody, Niall's site is thenewblackchick.com. So you definitely want to go there, subscribe to her list, join and support her community. She's doing some amazing things there, and you will benefit from participating. Now, I've got another question for you, Niall. So that you know, that 20 pounds fell off. Tell me how that affected your ability to perform in your career, in your business. Like, how would you see it affect your activity in the material world, in the day-to-day world of living your life, running your business, and performing in your career?
Wow, that is such a great question. So at that time in my career, I've been with the same company for 10 years, and at that time I was covering these surgeries, and so sometimes these surgeries start at 7 in the morning, and I'll have to drive to another city, maybe even get to another state very quickly. There were times where there were literally weeks where I would be in 6 different cities over 5 days. To be in these cases, and sometimes the surgeries are 20 minutes, sometimes we're there for 2 hours, and I'm also standing in 20 pounds of lead, so it made me able to keep up with the schedule without problem. I mean, I would be able to, you know, stand in the surgery for 2 hours without issue, be fully engaged, fully excited about, you know, helping this patient, and then get to the next place. I was so absolutely alert and energetic, and just my throughput at work was amazing, and my focus was amazing. And in terms of starting my business, I had enough energy to start a business and be excited about that and get people excited. And also, I had a story to tell. I've been where you are, and I'm telling you that you can get to where I am now because I did it, and other people have done it. And it's something amazing when you're able to tell people, you know, your own story, your own experience, because you're right. You said earlier, when you tell people something, they don't necessarily believe it. But when you show them that, hey, I've done all of this just by one change in my mind, it's been amazing.
That's amazing. You see, and that is another thing that's so important for people to understand, is to help our community understand the connections between our health and the rest of our lives, because so often people compartmentalize it. It's like, oh, that's just this thing I deal with once a year when I go to the doctor and he does the tests, if I even go to the doctor.
But
you know, I think what you and I and so many other people out there are trying to do is to help people understand, no, it's all connected. You know, you're struggling for that promotion or struggling to grow your business, but one of the reasons the business isn't growing is that you don't have the energy. You don't have not just the physical energy, but the emotional energy that it takes to get it to the next level. And when you focus on your health, you drop some weight, you get clarity of mind, you can actually live your life more fully and accomplish more in your work and in your business.
Oh, absolutely. And I experienced that firsthand. And I think people also miss that our nutrition plays such a large effect on our brains and the chemical composition of what's going on in our brains. people tend to think that, you know, I'm fat and, you know, it's on my stomach or it's on my thighs, but it's also in the brain.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I remember the first time I learned that concept. It was, oh, it's got to be 25 years ago now, when I was having some health issues. And I went to see, this is 25 years ago, so this is before the word naturopath existed. But I went to see an MD who really worked like a naturopath, and he was trying to help me with some of my health issues. And I saw this little guy in the waiting area. And this little guy had been diagnosed with ADHD. At school, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which a lot of kids are being diagnosed with now in the school system. And this doctor had the presence of mind to look at his diet. And remember, again, this is 25 years ago. This is much better known now, but back then this was revolutionary. And, you know, all he did was give the kid a piece of bread, some wheat. And that kid started bouncing off the walls of that waiting room. And you could see how this kid, who was sitting quietly and calm, well-behaved, turned into a completely different child after he was given that piece of toast. And it was simple because he had a sensitivity to wheat. And I now know from my studies that's a really common issue. But this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. If you're walking around and you're sensitive to a lot of these things and you don't know how your nutrition and the extra weight and the toxins that are hiding in the fat are affecting your brain chemistry, then you're not going to recognize that connection between your performance in business and what you're doing with your health. But that example was so concrete. I mean, it happened within minutes, the snap of a finger. You could see this kid's personality change. It was amazing to see.
Yes, and I wish more people could understand or get more information about the connection of what we're putting into our bodies and how they affect our brains. And one of the post that I've had on my website recently and would love people to, you know, check it out is something that we put into our body quite a bit is high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Same effect. It actually, you know, it's a chemical compound and our body does not recognize it as something natural. Even though chemically, atomically, it's sugar, our body thinks that this is some sort of invader. And people will have reactions to it. One of the things that it can cause is actually multiple sclerosis. So a lot of people who have multiple sclerosis, it turns out to be either high fructose corn syrup buildup or aspartame. And yes. Aspartame is what we find a lot in diet soda. So, you know, really looking at what we're putting into our bodies and the effects of it. So aspartame poisoning can actually lead to the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis.
Yes, I have heard that too and seen that actually. It is, again, another example of these mind-body connections and the chemical connections to our brain that we all need to become better aware of. Oh, it's been so great connecting with you on all of this, Niall. I wish we had another couple of hours because I know we could go on. We're just getting started. I'm going to have you back. I have more questions for you.
Anytime. I am so excited about the work that you're doing and reaching out within our own community. We need more people to be doing that just to spread hope because I feel a lot of times the messages aren't necessarily for us as Black people or for Black women. That I feel at times we're overhearing conversations that are meant for other people. So I absolutely am excited about the work that you're doing and really digging into that emotional eating because I think that that is not a message our community gets. We sort of are told, you know, we're Black women, we're big and we're beautiful and that's the way it is. But really a lot of this is in our minds and we can address that.
Absolutely. I've mentioned the website a couple of times, but are there other ways that you would like our listeners to connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the website, thenewblackchick.com. I'm also on Facebook, so join the Facebook page at thenewblackchick.com. So it's facebook.com/thenewblackchick. Also, I'm on Pinterest, and you can see on Pinterest there's a segment of my website called Black Chicks That Rule. So you'll see that on Pinterest. Then that is New Black Chick. And then also follow me on Twitter, New Black Chick.
Wonderful. So many ways to connect with Niall. I hope you guys do. Listen, we got to create a movement in our community. This health and wealth is there waiting for us. And this is, you know, I think the last two, but two key pieces that are going to help our community achieve true equality. Because, hey guys, what's the use of, you know, having the vote and having education opportunities and all these things if we're struggling to survive day-to-day life? We deserve the quality of life that we've all worked so hard for. So, you know, support sites like Niall because she's doing amazing, amazing work. Thank you so much again, Niall, for coming on.
Thank you.
And until next time, everyone, keep in touch with me as well on Facebook. Just search for What's Eating You. Remember, you with just the letter U on Facebook, Twitter, at What's Eating You. This is Wendy Knight-Agard signing off today from the Wendy Knight-Agard Show. Peace and love.